My maintenance guy, for example, he carries these around with him. And if he has an appointment scheduled to do a work order, repair, a request, or maintenance request, and we require the resident to be home or to have an adult at the house, or we don't go in.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay, hello there, folks, and welcome to another episode of Toolbox Tuesdays. And today's toolbox item is going to be door hangers. Now, you might have seen these on your door. Valpak uses them and all, but these have become a very important part of my business for decades. And I want to tell you, first of all, where you can get them. You can get them at Vistaprint is where I have found to be the cheapest place to get them. And you can get like 1,000 cards and they're pretty daggone cheap. But you know what a door hanger is. So this one here that I'm holding in my hand, I'll try to describe it to you. It looks like it's about 3.5 inches by 11. Think of this, 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, fold it in half vertically. That's the size of this door hanger. And you want to get the heaviest paper cardstock that you can get. And we only print them on one side because they're not going to see the backside. So here's what I've got. You got to make it look outrageous. So once again, like your business card, it's got to pop. It's got to stand out. And so I'll describe it. So you got the hole at the top where you're going to fasten onto the doorknob. And it says important, big, bright yellow letters, real important. Underneath the doorknob, okay, where the doorknob's not covering up, we got a big red arrow pointing down with white letters that say message. And then I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines of blank. Underneath that, I've got my website header. And then I've got my famous retail slogan, we buy houses, we rent homes with my website. Okay, so now what could you use this card for? Well, this card, once again, I like to kill 5 birds with 1 rock. So keep these in your truck or in your vehicle. Maybe your handyman has them. In my case, my maintenance guy, for example, he carries these around with him. And if he has an appointment scheduled to do a work order, repair, a request, or maintenance request, and we require the resident to be home or to have an adult at the house, or we don't go in, okay? It just protects you, it protects your workers, and especially if there's just a kid there. They say, oh, my son's there. Well, he's 12 years old. Don't let him go in. So they have to have a responsible adult there when they schedule this appointment and have it all prearranged so you're not beating them up. But anyway, if they fail to be there, then my maintenance guy takes us out and he says, hey, I'm sorry you missed your 2:15 appointment today to fix your faucet. Please call the office, Mark. So he'll handwrite that in an ink pen, put it on the door, and he takes a picture of it on the door. And that goes into the work order. So you can use it for that. Now, what about the other one? Think of some other uses you could have for this. What if you're driving down the street and you see a house or could you put this on a house that's ugly or a house that you think you're trying to track down the owner or something like that? Sure, please give me a call. I can make this problem go away. Or you could handwrite something on there that says, hey, I'm going to buy 6 houses in your neighborhood this month. Give me a call if you're interested. Okay, hang that on the doorknob. There's all kinds of things that you can use this for. So we can use it for tenants. We can use it for vacant properties or abandoned properties or you're just stopping by and you see a FSBO or something. They got a sign out in the yard, but nobody answers the door. They don't answer the phone. Hang that on their doorknob. Get your deal finders. Remember that when we talked about Deal Machine? Get your deal finders to carry those and leave messages up there. And you got to remind your deal finder, if I buy one of your leads, you're going to get a bonus. And you can craft some kind of graduated payment plan to where if I buy something that's less than $50,000, you get $500, and then maybe if it's up to this, you get $1,000. So build that in so you can factor that in before you make your offer. What other kind of messages? You can leave it on family members' doors. I don't know. So just can be, it's a universal use door hanger that stands out like a sore thumb. So that's all. And so with that, we're going to cut this one short for you on this Toolbox Tuesday. See you on the next one. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.